Good afternoon. My name is Peter Ives, and on behalf of the family, I would like to welcome you today to this memorial service for David Siegelman. I've been asked to ask all of you, if you have cell phones, if you would please turn them off at this time. My daughter, Katie, and her husband, Paul, are fourth-year students at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, and they have just returned from the Claudio Bonatti Hospital in Zimbabwe, Ecuador, and no one was more influential to their going to Zimbabwe than David. Last year, at Thanksgiving time, David came to our house with his slideshow and carousel, and for hours shared with us stories of Zimbabwe and the people of Ecuador, and just wonderful stories they were. His enthusiasm was contagious, as you well know, and like so many other young doctors who heard David speak about South America, he inspired them to go too. He touched their lives, and he challenged them to climb mountains beyond mountains, in Tracy Kidder's words, high up into the mountains of Ecuador, where everyone still remembers that American pediatrician they called Dr. David. This afternoon, we remember David Siegelman and all the many ways we were touched by his presence and moved by his spirit. We gather to celebrate his life and what his life meant to each of us. We gather because we know that as long as we continue to tell stories about him and to tell his story, he will continue to live in us. And we gather to give thanks for those special, precious, wonderful moments in time that we shared with him. And what a tribute to him that all of you, look around, all of you are here at this time.